Magnolia.
There's lots of magnolias. And there's dogwoods over yonder in that churchyard where we lunch every day.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Have you ever heard of a bush around here called a sumac or sumac or shumac, anything like that?
Seemed like I heard about a shoemaker bush. Mm-hmm. Seemed like I have.
Has it got red berries on it?
Yes. There's bushes around here with red berries on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Called shoemaker?
Uh-huh.
That's it. Have you ever gotten into stuff that if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
Poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ever gotten into that stuff?
No. It ain't never hurt me.
Hmm.
It hurts my sister, but not me.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as poison oak?
Yeah. Poison oak or poison ivy is the same thing.
Call it the same thing. I see. I meant to ask you, when you were telling me about the different kinds of berries that grow around here, do you have any raspberries?
I haven't saw any.
Is that what people would call them?
I reckon. I had never saw any. I don't know.
What's that?
Raspberry.
Have you ever heard of any kind of plant called a rhododendron? Hadn't heard of that?
No.
Okay. I want to ask you a few things that have to do with the family. Say a woman whose husband had died.
Yeah.
You'd say she's a...
widow?
Have you ever heard any name for a woman whose husband hasn't died, he's just up and left? He's just taken off?
She's still a widow.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know whether that's what that is or not.
You ever heard people say a grass widow?
Grass widow. Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard of that.
You heard of that? Yeah. That's it. I wonder why they call them grass widow.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. What about a little boy that's he's known by name just within his family?
Uh-huh.
He'd say that they gave him a not a real name, but they just called him something else.
Nickname.
Yeah. Did you have one or any of your brothers and sisters? Didn't have any nickname.
None of us did. They called us by our name and we better answer.
Right, yeah. Now, have you ever seen these things that they have wheels on them and you can put a baby in them and take them around, you know?
Baby buggy, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't ever own one, but I've seen lots of them.
Do you see people going around
them? Uh-huh. Baby buggy.
If you had one, what would you say you're going to do? I believe I'll put the baby in the buggy and go out and...
go out and ride the baby a while.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you about this expression. Say a woman who's about to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say she's...
she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember a time when it wasn't polite to use that word?
Yes, sir. I can remember back then when it wasn't polite at all.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays they say anything.
Well, what did people say back then?
Jim had to keep the mouth shut.
Oh. Just didn't say anything about it at all.
No. Yeah. Not kids wasn't supposed to know nothing about that. Well, maybe the husband or maybe one of your neighbors, or but don't say that around no kids or around no men or nothing. You know, that was terrible. But not nowadays.